following section deals with examples of voices grouped according to the various recording methods. Collaboration with technical experts, the experimenter has evolved 6 different methods of recording. A. Microphone. B. Radio frequency. C. Frequency transmitter. D. Diode. E. Goniometer. And F. Psychophone.
Now let's go back in time. To me, when I'm 16, it was at that age that I became old enough to realize that I had no faith. And very soon after that, I had what I can very pretentiously describe as an existential epiphany. And I had it sort of almost embarrassingly, yet somehow appropriately, during a Spielberg movie. And something in me kind of snapped. I started to think for the first time in an adult fashion about life, about time, about reality, about dying, about all of the things that are right there in front of us every day, but that as children and often as adults we take for granted or find some easy explanation for if we can. In my case, I was presented with the totality of things, but with no coherent pattern to put them in. I just suddenly understood that real life was happening.
Microphone voices.
I don't want to paint myself as an intellectual. I really don't know anything about philosophy.
The experimenter states that in his opinion, man cannot grasp the events after death with his intellect or even with his intuition. A voice replies in German, "Er kann." At the end of a recording session, the experimenter says that he is tired. A voice comes in with, "Bonne nuit."
Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit. Bonne nuit.
French and Swedish. Good night. A request by the experimenter that the voice entity should tell him from where they came is answered by a voice saying, "Delicious lunch."
Conscious mind and the decision-making process that we put into place, the heuristics of everyday life.
German, land of the soul. Radio frequency voice. Professor Lawrence, who was a close friend of the experimenter, promised that he would manifest with Westworld after death. We hear a voice say, "Lawrence, hier nach Platz."
Knowledge is present because you're afraid of what it might make you look like in front of other people.
We cannot stop existence, and we cannot stop change. We have to accept these things. If we see no grand plan in them, we have to accept them as existing completely on their own and existing totally. part of what that means, I can't really explain. Nothing can exist only slightly.
Female voice, prominently Margaret, says, I'm a no totem.
About what I'm talking about right now is to record exactly what's going on.
German and English. One who is not dead. Frequency transmitter voice.
Question.
You said Tova Mote.
Hear what you're saying. Nobody can see what I'm doing. And then, to preserve that, I'm going to play back to yourself.
Question. Here is your mother. Later identified as that of a man who lived and died in a place called Kirnbach in the Black Forest, Germany, says, Wartet auf Walter von Kirnbach.
Masturbation. A self-destruction.
Now a voice, which may be Winston Churchill, says, Mark you, make believe, my dear, yes.
Tracks. Conscious, my eyes open, seeing and hearing him. But try as I would, I could not move a muscle. I was as if turned to stone.
source, mad with the completely physical realization of the origins of life bliss, blindly seeking to return the way he came. This is the result of years of looking at sexy pictures behind bars, looking at the legs and breasts of women in popular magazines.
It was like a hypnotic trance.
Center of the music box till we learn about the secrets. Tinkly doodly bell, wee!
I was in deep blackness, and I slept.
Though bats can see, they use echolocation to track flying insects in the dark. They emit short sound pulses as they fly, and the sound waves spread out in front of the bat, strike objects in its path, and bounce back. By interpreting these echoes, bats can tell the direction, distance, speed, and size of objects around them. This is the same principle by which ultrasound imaging works. In an ultrasound test, high-frequency sound energy is bounced off tissues in the body and transformed into a visual image.
The composite picture here speaks for itself. This type of aberration is usually depicted by showing several persons, one of whom is dominant, and binding or inflicting pain upon the other. And thus, the grotesque costuming and the significance of the extreme spiked heel and the tight boot, the riding crop, the burning cigarette, rubber and leather garments, and all the rest. And here again, an appeal to the sodomist, with a play upon the buttons, the laced leather garments. This picture hints at the common idea of bestiality.
There was almost no sound, no echo from the walls. They simply absorb the sound into utter silence.
Thank you. Monday, 3:24 p.m.
Moment of reflection.
When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, "If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." It made an impression on me, and since then, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no, too many days in a row, I know I need to change that. Almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking that you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. Closest I've been to facing death, and I hope it's the closest I get for a few more decades. Having lived through it, I can now I say this to you, no one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. And yet, no one wants to die.
Great 19th century philosopher Schopenhauer. He said at that moment when a human sees another human in danger, that there's this breaking in of metaphysical awareness. Do you know what that awareness is, Gloria?
What?
That we're all one. That separateness is an illusion, and that I'm one with everyone, with the Prime Minister of England, my cousin Harry, you and me, the fat kid from What's Happening, the Olsen twins, Natalie Portman, the guy who wrote Catcher in the Rye, Nat King Cole, Carrot Top, Jay-Z, Weird Al Yankovic, Harry Potter, if he existed, the whore on the street corner, your mother, we're all one. That my hands are your hands.
Oh.
And that my cheek is really your cheek. And that my lips.
My lips.
According to Mr. Schopenhauer, they are.
That's too radical for me to swallow all at once.
Focusing on the life of Madame Lucette. On the count of 20, rising up to the superconscious and being able to immediately access that past life. One, rising up. Two, three. Number four. Five. Number six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Number 10, halfway there. 11. 12. 17, number 18, number 19, number 20, and you cut the music. Up into your own superconscious mind level, where you'll be able to access into your own Akashic records and be able to perceive past lives or the future or any other connection or contact with entities in the fifth dimension.
are times when reality bears features of such an impelling moral complexion that it is impossible to follow the hewn path of expediency. There are times when life's ends are so raveled that reason and sense cry out that we stop and gather them together again before we can proceed.
You're a scientist, and science is an extrapolation of what we perceive through our senses, isn't it? And some people have a sense of God.
We know that the brain is a very, very complicated thing. We know that it's capable of simulation. It does it all the time. It simulates the world. Simulating a God, simulating a vision, simulating a still, small voice would be child's play to a computer of that sophistication.
The one thing that we yearn for in our living days that makes us sigh and groan and undergo sweet nauseas of all kinds is the remembrance of some lost bliss that was probably experienced in the womb and can only be reproduced, though we hate to admit it, in death. But who wants to die? In the rush of events, I kept thinking about this in the back of my mind. The mere simple longing for pure death.
Von Citadi. Russian and German. Now good night from Citadi.
Sonya Meter Voices. This recording method is developed by Theodore Rudolph, an electrical engineer specializing in high frequencies. He has himself recorded the following examples, which have been taken from a total of approximately 90 voice tapes. Voices have the same characteristic features as those recorded by other men. It's interesting to note that the voices in these examples speak mainly in Russian and Latin. Two languages unknown to Mr. Rudolph. German is used more rarely. Next, have been deciphered by the experimenter. After Mr. Rudolph had verified the experimenter's name in some German words.
A Russian voice says, On Rokyu Wuku Bosnet. Kan. That kid. You are but a moment, handcuffed.
Psychophon voices. This method was evolved by Franz Seidel. Apparatus produce some very plainly audible voices. These bear the same typical traits as all other voices recorded by different methods. Again, Russian and Latvian are the main languages used, together with some German. Though Mr. Seidel also does not speak either Russian or Latin.
The word Nussigon, which is used in the following sentence, does not exist in the German language. It may be a corruption of the word fluidum, which means, in a symbolical sense, atmosphere or magnetism. The voice says, "Du hast kein Nussigon."
Thank you. my work has nothing to do with form or light or color, but with questioning the nature of aesthetic experience.
Let's talk a little bit about the application installation. We'll guide you through the software installation process. Before you proceed, you will need to make sure you install the correct files for your computer.
Charging.
Make sure that your computer is plugged into a wall outlet. Click on Explore.
Charging. Charging. Charging.
First, check your hardware setup. Click on Worldwide English, and it will take you to the download page. Click Customer Support. Click Accept and Download.
Charging.
The installation process automatically installs the necessary files. The files are listed in the installation manual if you would like more information.
Charging. 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 Charging.
You want to do a complete install. Depending on the speed of the internet connection, it may take a few moments. Click Next.
Calibrating.
It may take a few moments before the window will pop up. Click I accept the terms in the license agreement.
Calibrating.
Calibrating. Calibrating. Calibrating.
The radio button for synchronize with this desktop computer is selected by default, and that is what you want. So click Next. Click OK. Click Next. Click Next. Click on Step 1. Enter your username. Sometimes you may get a default name, which you can accept. Click Next. Once the applications are installed, you may proceed to step 2 of the installation.
Connecting. Connecting. Connecting.
The first screen is the Rules of Behavior screen. Click on Accept to continue. Then click Next. Click I accept the terms in the license agreement.
Acquiring.
Acquiring.
You are now ready to download data. Click OK. Click Next. You do not need to save the .exe file on your desktop. Just click Run.
Activated.
Install. Click Yes. Select Complete, then click Next again. Then click Install. The status should read Connected and Synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
before the window will pop up.
Scanning.
This window that popped up will install the correct files for your computer. So click yes.
Searching.
If the progress bar stops at 92%, do not click stop or attempt to end the process. Some files are larger than others and may take a bit longer to install.
Seeking.
Click next.
Slipping.
Click OK.
Disabling.
You may get a message saying that it cannot connect.
Deactivating.
If you get this message, select Complete, then click Next again. Then click Install.
Decelerating. Attempting.
Make sure you have completed step 1 before you click on step 2. We are now ready to begin the installation.
Scanning.
Click Finish. This is very important. There are two kinds of partnerships available. You need to do a standard partnership.
Searching.
If two partnerships already exist, and a new partnership needs to be created, then one of the existing partnerships needs to be deleted. Click Yes.
Seeking.
The main memory will be erased, but the non-volatile memory will not. Step 1 of the installation is now done.
Slipping.
A window will pop up, notifying you that you must uninstall any previous version of the application from your computer.
Disabling.
You must uninstall any old version of the application.
Deactivating.
To uninstall, click the uninstall link and a readme.txt file will provide instructions.
Decelerating.
Click Next. Once the applications are installed, you may proceed to step 2 of the installation.
Disable.
Step 1 of the installation is now done.
Dirty.
Now, click step 2.
Error.
Click OK. Click Next.
Failed.
Click step 2. Click Finish.
Oops.
Make sure you have completed step 1 before you click on step 2. Click I accept the terms in the license agreement.
Ouch.
Once installation is finished, click Finish on your computer screen.
Error.
Click Next.
Stall.
Click Next.
Stall.
Click Next. Click Finish.
Stall.
Click Finish on your computer screen. You must have admin rights on your computer to do a standard partnership.
Deactivating.
First, click Yes.
The Arty types were all over America, sucking up its blood.
part of my interest in exploring this issue was the fact that I'm an artist who works with digital media and programs, and uses programming as his actual practice. And in a way, I started exploring the idea of what programming is itself as a practice, and particularly beyond, and that took me to kind of looking at things beyond computer. The notion of kind of looking at what programming is, it stems from going back to the word itself. A kind of concept of programming, what a program is nowadays so heavily informed, shaped by the idea of writing a computer program, that for many people that's exclusively what it means. What I've been doing is trying to look at it in a broader sense. The word has a history prior to its use within computing, and also in many respects the kind of forms of practice through which computer programs and software created, I think, have strong analogies and resonance with other practice to which this term program could be applied. The word itself derives from Greek term, which is composed of two parts, pro and gram. Gram means mark, so writing, or mark making, like telegram, words like that, or phonogram. And the pro means that which comes in advance or anticipates something. Words like provide, for example, which is to give resources in advance or to anticipation, propel, which means to sort of thrust something forward. So program, in its etymology, is this idea of marks made in advance, it's like marks made in anticipation or something.
And for just a moment, I had reached the point of ecstasy that I always wanted to reach, which was the complete step across chronological time into timeless shadows, and wonderment in the bleakness of the mortal realm, and the sensation of death kicking at my heels to move on, the phantom dogging its own heels, and myself hurrying to a plank. All the angels dove off and flew into the holy void of uncreated emptiness, the potent and inconceivable radiancy shining in bright mind essence, innumerable lotus lands falling open in the magic moth swarm of heaven. I could hear an indescribable seething roar which wasn't in my ear but everywhere and had nothing to do with sound.
Interesting. interested in unusual and weird things. And you know, there's a lot of very strange, very weird, and very curious things in the natural world. And, you know, it excites me and gives me sort of this sense of wonder at you know, the world and the universe that we live in.
A tree is the world, son. And nailed to this tree, there's a suffering man. That's what life is, son. Suffering.
I'm a madman, but a son.
Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Sorry to be so dramatic, but it's quite true. Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
You overlooked.
I overlooked no details, Lieutenant.
Listening to Desperate Measures.